little smother that gets on my nerves. I know you never, you didn't expect me to say that. The level of smother that gets on my nerves. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, you know the guy that says, "I don't stay up Shavuos night because I made a cheshbon that you learn more hours if you sleep and you learn in the afternoon." You ever heard that cheshbon? You know? Bechilas kvoy, that person gets on my nerves. Or the person that comes time for Shalosh Shudas and everyone's singing, and this guy moves to the side and opens his Gemara because singing is Bittul Torah, the vice of Plague Kosei. Bittul Torah, what do you mean? Singing, it's Bittul Torah, I could be learning Torah. Or someone's saying a shmooze, and a person's like, "Is it okay, can you just tell me when you'll be done, because then I can have the base mentors back? You know, otherwise I'm going to learn in another room." You know? So, I've experienced all of those things, by the way, and more. But I want to explain something deeply, because it really is a very, very important chinuch. The nekuda is like this. I started to talk about it today after Mincha, but I want to bring it out a little bit more pointedly for what's nageya for us b'nei Torah and yeshiva. Today, when I spoke after Mincha, I mentioned the chiddush of the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, that instead of starting by Yedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar Daber al Bnei Yisrael V'yomarta Aleihem Kedoshim Tiyu, instead it says Daber al Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael V'yomarta Aleihem Kedoshim Tiyu. Rashi says Mitzvah Zu Nemar B'Hakel. This mitzvah was said in the gathering of Gantz Klal Yisrael. If you look at the Mefarshim, some say that meant Anoshim Noshim V'Taf. I want to chazer a diuk in a Rambam with you. I'm saying chazer because some of you I've learned this with before, but it's worth chazering a diuk in a Rambam that Rav Huttner said in a mimer. I saw this printed twice in two different Sfarim of Pachad Yitzchak. I also, one time when I was having a long drive from Boston to Waterbury, I heard a recording of the mimer with an addition of a story that Rav Huttner told that I'm going to share with you. And the diuk in the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam is talking about Hakel, not Parshas Kedoshim, which was said for Hakel, but the actual mitzvah of Hakel, that every 7 years, after the first sukkahs after Shemitah, the Melech would sit on a bima, shel eitz, that was built by the Beis HaMikdash, and he would read sukkim from Mishnah Torah, from Chumash Devarim. He would read Sukkim to Klal Yisrael. And that mitzvah of Hakel was done with Anoshim, Noshim, V'taf. The famous Gemara in Chagiga, Dav Gimel, Im Anoshim Boim Lilmoid, Noshim Boim Bois Lishmoya, because women don't have a Chiyot Talmud Torah, but they're still learning, they're still gaining, they're coming Lishmoya, but V'hataf Loma Boim, why are the children? Why bring the babies? Says the Gemara, to give schar to those who brought them. And the simple pshat is like, it's a very big shlok to shlok a baby around. So when you come with babies, it's even a bigger schar. Said Rav Huttner, and I heard this in the recording, he said, if that was the pshat, zolen ze brengen steiner, let them bring stones. What do you have to bring the babies for? Lift weights. Like, well, you're just trying to make this more difficult? He says, there must be something that's accomplished by bringing the children that you would be missing if the children weren't there, and that's the schar lemei v'yayin. So Rav Huttner says, look in the Rambam. I actually said this over, I don't know if any of you were there, on a Friday night in Dor HaGolden. The Rambam says that the melech would read from this pasuk to this pasuk, from this pasuk to this pasuk, whatever the different cheshbon is. And then he says, and then he would read until Yoim Asher Amadato Lufnei Hashem Alekecha B'Choyrev Upaisek, and he would stop. So Rav Huttner is Medayek, the obvious Diuk. You don't have to say and stop. You told me to read until that. Oh, thank you. And stop. I got it. They say, where should I lay until? Someone asks the Gabbai, where's the Haftarah until? It's until here. And stop. Thank you. But the Rambam says this, Ad yoyim asher amadito lefnei Hashem alekecho b'chayri upaisek. And Hilchas Chagiga. said in Chutner, by Maimed Har Sinai, we had the whole Klal Yisrael there. Har Nashim, Nashim V'taf. It was that moment the entire nation stood together and created that everlasting bond with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every Tosfos that we learn, every Marsha and every Ktzais, every Pnei Yeshua and every Rashba is yoinig from that moment by Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked towards us and shared with us the secrets of the most hidden part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares with humanity is his Torah. The famous, what's said over the name of the Zohar, that the word Anoichi stands for Anod Nafshis Sovis Yehovis, that Hashem says, I took my Nefesh and I wrote it down and gave it to you. So when we learn, we're learning the Kaviyachal, the Nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned, because you know how we human beings are? We get used to things. Adam Asui L'mashmesh B'kisoi B'chol Shah. You have a lot of money in your wallet, you keep checking for it. You know why? Because you know that if you don't check for it, you're going to stop feeling your wallet soon. You know those magicians that would be like, here's your watch. You know, you ever see those things? Because you don't feel your watch. You're wearing watches, you don't feel them. You get used to things. And it's important, besides for the Limud HaTorah that we do, and besides for the Kiyum HaMitzvahs that we do, we need to be mechadesh our kesher to Kabbalas HaTorah. And that's what keeps the electricity going. Says Rav Hutner, every 7 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a reenactment of Maimed Har Sinai. And that's why it says, read until Yoyim Asher Amadito Lefnei Hashem Alekecha V'chayim and stop. Because if you read another pasuk, you took away from the point that I'm trying to make. I want you to end with the words, the day you stood in front of Hashem on Har Sinai. It's not just that when you get up to that pasuk, you're done. It's that there's a hakpada to stop there. Because that's the point. Yoyim Asher Amadito Lefnei Hashem Alekecha V'chayim Pasuk, stop. And that's why we want the children there. Because that's the perfect reenactment of Maimed Har Sinai. The Lamdanim amongst us, and this is a room of Lamdanim, even if half our Chaver are already in Zohar Golden. but you could, there are other examples of this. For example, in Hilchas Purim, it says in Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember exactly, maybe Tavkuf Nun Zayin, something like that, it says that children are chayiv in Mikra Megillah, very dear lechinuch. Then there's a few halachas pass, and then the last halacha in the siman is it's a minig to bring children to shul for Kriyas HaMegillah. It's a big discussion. You just said that women are chayiv, that children are chayiv. So Mishnah Berurah learns that they're chayiv. Who said you have to bring them to shul? There's a minig to bring them to shul. But others say the pshat is that the first halacha is talking about children are higia lechinuch. The last halacha is a minute to bring children to shul is talking about children shaloi yigiyu l'chinuch. Why should I bring them to shul? They're not yigiyu l'chinuch. Because Haman wanted to kill the children too. So when we read the Megillah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kriyasa Zui Ilula, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us from Haman, we want Anashim Nashim V'taf to be there. Another example is Pesach. The Gemara says that the Chachamim say the children are chayim and dalet kaisis. Says Rabbi Yehuda, what do children have with Dalat Geizos? Says, give them candy. Nice to learn Kloyos there, Geizos. It's a machlokes. Apparently a machlokes Rishayim, according to some, if we're talking about children that are Yigiyu L'chinuch or children that are not Yigiyu L'chinuch. But some say that we're talking about children that are not Yigiyu L'chinuch. And they even say that you don't have to mamash give them Geizos of wine. You have to give your three-year-old, you know, four Geizos of wine. But they're Tayyim, they do something, they have some kind of a Dalat Geizos. What's the point? They're not Yigiyu L'chinuch. Yeah, but they also came out of Mitzrayim. So that's part of the maimed of our Seder. We include the children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that by Hakel, there should be children there. Anashim Nashim V'taf to reenact Maimed Har Sinai. Rav Hutner said that through the generations you find moments when Klal Yisrael reenacted Maimed Har Sinai. One of those moments, one of the places that is printed, this mimer, is in a sefer that was put out by Mechon Yerushalayim. I think it was the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe which is the Pirush of the Ramah on the Torah. So the Rav Hunter was the Nasi of Mechon Yerushalayim for a while, the Prince Svarim. So he wrote a Akdama to the Sefer, and he wrote about the unbelievable relationship. We're in a room here with Ashkenazim and Sfardim, we could appreciate that. He wrote about the unbelievable relationship between Sfardi and Ashkenazi, the Torah worlds of Sfardim and Ashkenazim. How 600 years ago, before email, before plane travel, when it took months for letters to go back and forth, the Mechaber and the Ramah collaborated on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, because the Mechaber wrote the Beis Yosef, and many of you don't know this, but the Ramah was writing the Beis Yosef too at the time. And then when he found out that the Mechaber wrote the Beis Yosef, he put his away. Because he said, Ari was Allah may Eretz Mitzrayim. A lion rose from Mitzrayim and wrote the Sefer. So then he wrote a Darchei Moshe, more of a Bekitzer, where he added in the things that he felt that he was chaylik on the Mechaber, whether it's Minhagim or it's a different way of paskening. He added Machloikas on the Derech of the Mechaber's Psak. And then the Mechaber wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah added his notes, the Haggah of the Ramah. Do you realize that we have in our possession a Sefer that was written by a Sfardi and an Ashkenazi at a time that people went their entire lives without Sfardi meeting Ashkenazi? Not like over here that we sit in Baruch Hashem with Yeshiva together. It was different parts of the world. And there was a unity. Gans Kal, who's that Mekabel Shulchan Aruch? Is there a Kehila of Erlich Yidin in the world that says, oh, Shulchan Aruch, I don't hold like Shulchan Aruch? Isn't there such a thing exist? No. Not by Hasidim, and not by Litvisha, and not by Sfardim, and not by Mizrahi, and not by... There's no place you could go. If a person is Erlich Yid, if he believes in Tarshav Iksav and Tarshav Alpeh, he accepts Shulchan Aruch. Right? He says that was a moment of Kabbalah Satayra. The entire Klal Yisrael, the world of Torah, of the entirety of Klal Yisrael, was Makabala Sefer together. It's mind-boggling. And then he says something amazing. He said it's not just as a tzibur. Individuals could also have a reenactment of Mount Har Sinai. He says a story. He said there was one time that the Chofetz Chaim went through a particularly difficult tkufa. I actually found out what that tekufa was. What happened was that the Chofetz Chaim had to advocate by the Tsar for Russian Jewry. And in order to do that, he needed to read something that was written by an apikoros. And it was such a tragedy to him, and such a sakana to expose his holy eyes and his holy mind to the words that were written by an apikoros, that he considered it to be like a disruption of his Avodas Hashem. So when he passed that test and he wanted to return to his Avodas Hashem, Rav Hutner said, I heard, this is what I heard in the recording. He said the Chofetz Chaim put a tablecloth on his table, Shabbos tablecloth on his weekday table, and he put on his Shabbos hat, he says, and he put some cake on the table, and he invited his family to sit around with a lashon of l'chu u'nechadesh esamelucha. Let's mamlech Hashem on ourselves again. And as a family, they sat around the table on some random Tuesday afternoon, and they were mechadesh their kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A hakel. And that's what's going on in Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas u'nemra b'hakel. I personally have hakel moments, and I suggest that you look out for them too. I have hakel moments. The moments are moments when we go through life, sometimes we have go through tkufas where we say, should I really be working so hard on this? Is this what I want to be doing? Is this the choices I'm making in life? Especially when we're younger, you know, should I be investing so much time? Should I be working so hard on this? Am I in the right place? I have moments that are my hakel moments. I'm going to share with you one of them. I have a number of them, but for tonight, I'm going to share with you one of them. It's a very emotional moment for me. The moment is, could be Sam or Nima, could be we were dancing by a chasana, and you saw me go through a moment like that. It's possible. You think about it. When you're by a wedding, and everyone still comes in, the chasana and kala come in, okay, all that insanity in the beginning of the chasana and kala come in, that's not my moment. Okay? But then they start dancing. The chassan dances with his father, and with his father-in-law, and different people, right? And at some point, with some chassanas, you see an elderly grandfather go in to dance with the chassan. Sometimes it's a great grandfather. And sometimes he can hardly walk. And sometimes other grandchildren have to bring him in. And he's sitting there, and he's holding on to the chassan, and the chassan's trying to be gentle with his grandfather in the middle of the whole tumult of the dancing. I could cry watching a man who certainly was meiser nefesh to raise a frum erlicha family, who worked hard to get to where he is, both physically and emotionally and spiritually, to do the job, to deal with his challenges, to be seivel when he needed to be seivel. And here he's seeing a dor revi, a fourth generation or a third generation. He's seeing his future, like his days, and it's not the end, because this young boy that he's dancing with is the beginning of another generation. When I see that, for me personally, it's a hakel moment. It reminds me, you know something? I have to learn more. I have to be better at doing mitzvahs. I have to be a bigger bal chesed. I have to be better to my children. It's mechazmi. Look what happens to our investments. Look what happens over time as our investments grow. Children, talmidim, or even just the results of the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and divrei Torah that we plant. To me, that's a hakel. Watching the grandfather dance by a chassan. To me, that's a hakel. Which brings me back to how I started. When we sit around the table and we sing, we're not learning Torah at that moment. Just like the Chafetz Chaim wasn't learning Torah when he served cake that day. When we sit in Dora Golding and we sing Zmiris by the table, we're not learning at that moment. Don't bring a Gemara and use it under the table. Don't do that. I once went to a dinner with Rosh Hashiva, and it was going to be an endless dinner, and he asked me to attend. And I said, I was thinking maybe to bring a Gemara. And he was like, no, just Chazar Baal Pei. So, but anyway. We're not learning Torah at that minute. But it's l'chul mechadesh es ha'melucha. But we're renewing our kesher. We're reminding ourselves of the neshama of what we're doing. We're grounding ourselves in our Yiddishkeit. And that is a powerful enough thing that there's a mitzvah of hakel based on it. It's a powerful enough thing that the Chafetz Chaim made a little suda in his house to be mechazik his family. And it's certainly a powerful enough thing that from time to time we sit together and we don't learn, and not that we're not learning that, but that the focus is not necessarily the Talmud Torah, the Vart. The focus is that Chaverim, Yedidim, love each other and we grow together, sit around together and remind themselves of why we're here. We bring some of the electricity back. And then we go back to the Beis Medrash. As you know, I'm always makbid to be done soon. We go back to the Beis Medrash, and we go back with a little bit of a bren, with a dance in our step, with a little more of joy of what we're doing. And bitul azui kiyuma, whatever we took away from our learning, we get back kiflay kiflayim, because when we learn Torah with more joy, and more passion, and more devotion, and more dedication, how much more powerful those divrei Torah are. Let's pick up from where we left off, singing about Hashem Yishayim Rekla Yisrael, okay? We'll start from the high part. Yeah.